A lot of unusual stuff coming up non-commercially over the next few days. Today, for instance, the Murdoch revives its series of London National Theatre broadcasts on its big screen with a new version of Frankenstein by the director of Slumdog Millionaire and 127 Hours, Danny Boyle, starring Benedict Cumberbatch of the BBC Sherlock Holmes series and Johnny Lee Miller of television's Dexter and Eli Stone, a version reportedly relying on neither darkness nor ugliness, at 1 this afternoon and 7 this evening in the Murdoch Theater at 536 North Broadway. And you might want to make the matinee at 1 so you can devote this evening to the Tallgrass Third Thursday movie, a story of a cannibal family trying to get along after being bereft of their paterfamilias. And it's supposed to be about mostly family dynamics and social issues, not just gore and horror. We Are What We Are will show at 7 tonight in what used to be the Hillside Baptist Church, now the Forum Event Center, 147 South Hillside. It's set in modern Mexico in Spanish with English subtitles, and it's doubtful that you've seen cannibals like these before. And then this weekend, the Murdoch strikes again with the Metropolitan Opera's broadcast production of Lucia de Lammermoor, based on a novel by Sir Walter Scott of Ivanhoe fame, at noon Saturday and 1:30 p.m. Sunday at 536 North Broadway. And commercially, we have what purports to be a new live-action movie of Red Riding Hood, starring Amanda Seyfried and Gary Oldman. Actually, Red Riding Hood is so little a version of the old folktale that it finally lugs in, "Grandma, what big eyes you have," and all that. It's reaching so far afield that you almost marvel at the guts it took to drag this irrelevant stuff in at all, just to justify the title. I question whether the Red Hood is even a riding costume, though it is at least a dash of color on a very drab scene in a setting where even the white snow never turns color, even when it's trampled flat. And there's a lot of new True Blood-type supernatural lore and such stuff. The setting is one of those greeting card mountain villages nestled deep in a tiny valley where all the houses are steepled like arrowheads and everybody but the heroine dresses warmly against the ever-falling snow. The village is periodically besieged by werewolves, but even you and I can tell a wolf from a werewolf, and these people can't. Except for Gary Oldman, a visiting churchman who either specializes in hunting werewolves or collaborates with them, or actually is one, who seems noble and courageous, but has suspicious elements of folk villain about him. Nobody, one might observe, has any elements but folktale requirements of noble hero, white-skinned heroine, sinister elder, and maternal Virginia Madsen mother about them, and virtually no acting is called for or gratuitously supplied. The real werewolf is as big as a bear and keeps successfully in the shadows, so nobody has to work very hard on special effects. Sets and vehicles are interesting, and there's a lot of folk dancing and a lot of story that skirts originality and an ending resembling Mary Shelley's novel Frankenstein, some very pretty photography, and almost no reason to spend your time or money on Red Riding Hood. For the other stuff this week, see last Sunday's Eagle for details. Jim Erickson, over and out.